Hey there, Quajo here, and if you haven't heard my voice, I'm the new host of the Art of Online Business. Quick update on my new offer. I did not expect the initial launch spots to sell out so fast. I'm talking about Facebook Ad Setup to Success, which is one-on-one Facebook ads coaching for the driven course creator from me, three Zoom calls within a month, and unlimited support in between so that you can run your lead generation campaigns, your launch campaigns, your SLO, self-liquidating offer funnels, exactly like I would, getting all my tips and tricks and strategies, plus just unlimited support inside of Slack or Voxer, or one lady's even doing it from inside of Messenger, with screen recordings, Loom recordings, this sort of thing, questions. This is what I'm doing, but all those limited spots at the initial launch price, they are gone. And I just wanted to explain that out of integrity to the people who took those first spots. The price has gone up, and there's one spot, maybe two, if I do some scheduling jujitsu for May. Otherwise, we're booking into June. You can click on the link in the description below to find out more, or you can go to theartofonlinebusiness.com/call if you need that kind of one-on-one Facebook help. All right, back to the episode.
Welcome to another quick tip episode, everybody. This is where I share a quick tip with you each week that's related to Facebook ads or online marketing or just general growing your business tips. And today's quick tip is about this new update that's rolling out to the Facebook Pixel, and it's rolling out on October 24th. Let's jump into it.
What do you get when you combine simplified digital marketing, proven ROI strategies, and Metallica blasting from his headphones? You get Rick Mole ready, of course. So strap in, grab your bulletproof coffee, and get ready, because this is the art of paid traffic. Here's Rick.
What's up, my friends? Welcome to another quick tip episode here on the Art of Paid Traffic podcast. I'm Rick Mulready, and I'm here to simplify online marketing for you so that you can scale and create consistent income and freedom in your business, because that's what this is all about, right? Today's quick tip is about this new update to the Facebook Pixel that's rolling out on October 24th here in 2018. So on October 5th, we got this email from Facebook. I'm going to read you this email here. It says, on October 24th, Facebook will begin offering businesses a first-party cookie option with the Facebook Pixel. This change is in line with updates made by other online platforms, as use of first-party cookies for ads and site analytics is becoming the preferred approach by some browsers. Businesses have long relied on cookies to serve ads to relevant audiences and understand visits to their sites. Up until now, Facebook has used its Pixel, powered by third-party cookies, for website analytics, ad targeting, and ad measurement. This new option will also help advertisers, publishers, and developers continue to get accurate analytics about traffic to their websites. Businesses can opt out of first-party cookies by updating their Pixel settings, and they told you where to do that. And then they say the controls people have over ads on Facebook in ads preferences will not change. Our business tools terms also still require businesses to clearly disclose how they use cookies and share data collected on their sites with third parties. So we recommend businesses review their cookie-related disclosures. To learn more about this update, go to the Help Center. What does this cryptic message even mean? I got this email and I was like, okay, what are they talking about specifically? So I reached out to my ad rep. He didn't even know. And he was like, let me look at, I mean, it's great. He was like, I honestly, I've been getting these questions recently. I don't really know what's going on. Let me look into it. And he did get back to me with some more information, but I also was asking around, and everybody seemed to have this, you know, big question mark around what is this new update mean. And the good thing, I want to kind of break this down both by giving you sort of my thoughts on this whole thing and also sharing this information that my rep shared with me, so that I can pass this along to all of you. So first of all, don't worry about this. This is not a big deal, because basically how everything has been defaulted to right now, if you've been, you know, up until this point, if you've been advertising, this really isn't the change for you. Okay. And so Facebook basically says, from a Pixel perspective, to give you more control over how to use your Facebook Pixel, you can now decide whether to use your Pixel for advertising and analytics purposes or for analytics only. And then you can also choose what types of cookies to use with your Facebook Pixel. So let's start off with the Pixel, with this whole Pixel thing. And so they just, as they just said, there's two different settings now: advertising and analytics, and then analytics. Okay. And so advertising analytics is the default option, and this is the way that you've been using the Facebook Pixel all along. So there's no change here. And Facebook is saying, choose this option to continue using advertising features like audiences, conversions, targeting and optimization, as well as Facebook's analytics data. And they say, please note that pixels associated with an ad count must use the advertising and analytics option. Okay. The other option is analytics only. And they say you can choose to use your pixel for analytics purposes only. You'll only see this option if your pixel is not associated with an ad account. You can access Facebook analytics data for site analytics purposes, but not for audience or campaign creation. And then Facebook goes on to say, please note that if you use your pixel with the analytics only option and then later choose to associate that pixel with an ad account, it will be converted to the advertising and analytics option. Okay, so what does all this mean? This is really isn't a big deal, because if you've been advertising on Facebook using the pixel associated with your account, or if you're managing ads for, say, a client, and there's a pixel obviously associated with their account, it's been as if Facebook is saying advertising and analytics. So it's defaulting to that option there. There's no change, okay? If you wanted to go to analytics only, and if the pixel, if your pixel is not associated with an ad account, you can do that. But most people here listening to this podcast here are advertising in some way or working with a client in doing so. So advertising analytics is the default option. It's been this way. Keep it that way is my recommendation. Really no change there. So no worries on that side. Now, when it comes to the cookie part of this whole thing, so this is kind of the second part of this update here. And Facebook is saying the main focus around this update is around the tracking of cookies, specifically third-party cookies and disclosure of how the cookies are being used and shared. So when it comes to this cookies thing, I've heard people talk about, well, you know, this whole update is a response to an update on that Safari is making and stuff like that. I don't know if that's the truth or not. I mean, it could be a reason, it could be the reason why Facebook is doing that. Who knows? But, you know, look, I really think that Facebook is just, this is a whole, you know, they're staying ahead of the privacy and transparency focus that they've had this year. So I'm really not surprised about this. Now, going back to the whole cookie thing, basically they're saying decide what types of cookies that you want to use with your Facebook Pixel. And they're saying that you can now use both first and third party cookies with your Facebook Pixel. And the difference between first and third party cookies lies in who owns the cookie. And I'll break this down here for you in just a second. Essentially, first party cookies are owned by the website a person is currently viewing, while third party cookies belong to a website other than the one a person is currently viewing. So compared to third-party cookies, first-party cookies are more widely accepted by browsers and stored for longer periods of time, okay? And so the option for using cookies with your Facebook Pixel are the following, according to Facebook. So you can use the Facebook Pixel with both first- and third-party cookies. And they're saying that as of October 24th, 2018, this is the default option for Facebook Pixels. And with this option, you'll use first-party cookie data with your Facebook Pixel in addition to third-party cookie data. And this option is recommended if you use your Facebook Pixel for advertising, because both first and third party cookies will enable you to reach more customers on Facebook and be more accurate in measurement and reporting. So again, it's been this way for a while now. So really no change here. Now, if you wanted to use the Facebook Pixel with third-party cookies only, you can disable the first-party cookies and use the Facebook Pixel with just that third-party cookie. With that option, your Facebook Pixel, according to Facebook, will be less effective in reaching customers on Facebook and less accurate in measurement and reporting. So my recommendation for you there, go with the default that Facebook is giving you, the first and third-party cookies. And again, guys, this is, I really don't see this as a big change. They're just being transparent with this stuff and letting us know, hey, we have the capabilities to make these changes now. So to check your pixel and cookie settings, go into Ads Manager, go to the little hamburger menu in the upper left-hand corner, go to All Tools, go to Events Manager, select your pixel, and then click on Details, and then you'll see an option there that's called Pixel and Cookie Settings. And that's where you can confirm and set your cookie and pixel settings right there. So let me repeat that again. In Ads Manager, go to the hamburger menu, upper left-hand corner, go to All Tools, and then click on Events Manager, select your pixel, click on Details, and then Pixel and Cookie Settings. And that's where you can confirm and set your cookie and pixel settings. Again, I just recommend going with the default that it's already set to, okay? And again, just to reiterate, basically, I don't see this as a big deal. And I think Facebook is doing this just to be ahead of the privacy and transparency focus that they've had this year. Maybe it is in response to this update on Safari. You know, conspiracy theory, maybe, I don't know, but whatever. I don't see this as a big, it's not a big change from what we've always been doing. They're just kind of making it a little bit more transparent and giving us the opportunity to make the changes if we want to. Now, the final thing I want to say on this is, and we should have done this with the whole GDPR update back in May, is make sure that the privacy policy on your website or on your client's website clearly states what you are doing or what your client is doing with the data when people are coming to that website. Okay, so we need to make sure that we're clearly stating that in our privacy policies of what we're doing with that client data when people visit the site as far as cookies and so forth. And again, this shouldn't be any big, you know, groundbreaking new thing. Holy cow, we have to do this. We should have done this earlier this year to be compliant with GDPR. And we talked about that here on the podcast several months back. So that is the update to the Facebook Pixel, my friends. So no need to freak out. Not a big deal in my book, but I did want to do a quick tip episode here for you to kind of, I've been getting a ton of questions around this and people kind of freaking out and stuff like that. I was certainly confused at first, but gotten some clarity around it. And hopefully this provides clarity for you as well. So I do hope that today's quick tip was helpful for you. As always, thank you so much for hanging out with me today on the podcast. If you've not yet subscribed to the show, please make sure you do so so that you don't miss any upcoming episodes. I've got some really, really good stuff coming up for you here on the show. I appreciate you very much. And I'll see you right back here for episode number 214.
Don't worry, there's more of Art of Paid Traffic coming soon. If you can't wait for more incredible digital marketing strategies, head over to rickmulready.com. We'll see you next time.
Do you want to avoid the seven biggest mistakes that burn through course creators' ad money? I see these over and over and over again, and I put them together in a mini email series. This is not fluff. Each of the seven mistakes, I also have a recorded video tutorial showing you inside of Facebook Ad Manager how to fix those mistakes. This is good, solid, and it will save you money or help you make more money with your Facebook ads. Click down in the show notes below. You'll see the link and you can go download it right now for free.